Tonight I'm joined in studio by a pair of Northeast Texas music artists who have been regular performers at this year's Commerce Songwriter Showcases. It's a pleasure to welcome the notably Texan singer, songwriter, guitarist Bryson Moore and percussionist Chase Rippey. Great to see you two again.
How's it going, man?
Great to see you too.
It's going wonderful. I always love getting to sit down and talk to some local artists, and I appreciate you guys donating your time to come in and talk to Notably Texan tonight.
We appreciate being invited.
Absolutely. I always like to kind of start things off and get a little bit of background information about the artists that I talk to. Why don't we get into some of your bio, if you will, starting off with Bryson. Talk for a bit about your origins. Are you from this area?
Originally, I was from McKinney and kind of grew up there a little bit and then ended up out in Bells, Texas. Funny thing is, the more popular Choctaw gets, the more popular Bells, Texas gets.
Right.
People go through there on the way to the casino.
True.
And then I came out here for college and just from high school on to right now, you know, just been playing the guitar and trying to strum chords and songs together, and been working out pretty good so far, I guess.
You're no stranger to the campus of A&M Commerce, right?
No, sir. I actually attended here and just graduated last December.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. And
what'd you major in?
History, actually.
Nice. That's a pretty cool major to have, I think, you know?
Yeah, it's a little different, but it was all right.
Did you have something envisioned to do with that specific degree?
Originally, I thought about being a teacher, but just the time wore on, just kind of not really intended to go back to school just yet. So
sure.
I'm just kind of trying my hand at working the 9-to-5, I guess.
Understood. Just living, as
and the music, the whole music thing, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I know. We're definitely going to get into more details about your music. Chase Rippey, tell me a little bit about your roots, if you would.
Well, I'm originally from Kaufman, Texas.
Okay.
Born and raised. You know, it's not too far.
No.
About an hour. Transferred from a junior college out here to get my bachelor's degree.
So, and what are you studying? Or what did you study? Or are you done?
Well, I'm I transferred with a fire science degree from a junior college.
Okay.
Pursuing firefighter. And
nice.
Then kind of took a different path once I moved out here. My major now is horticulture. And,
okay, very good.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't. And one day hope to have my own landscape business. So
excellent. You know. Excellent. Well, I appreciate you guys telling us a little bit about yourselves. It's always interesting to know kind of about your roots, as we put it there.
Yes.
Well, I would be interested to hear about how each of you became interested in writing and creating original music. I assume that you each have your own tales on this. Were you maybe inspired by some of the artists you've grown up listening to? I'll let you start off, Chase.
Well, I started my music career about 11 and a half years ago. Started in local church, you know, had a few lessons, and just went from there. I have a twin brother, Chad, as well. He plays the bass.
Oh, really?
You know? So kind of joined together and, you know, started playing music at church and just went from there.
Isn't that interesting how the two twins went into the rhythm section, basically, the bass and the percussion on your part, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of tripped me out the first time I hung out together with the two of them, and I was like, whoa, yeah. Calling Chase Chad and Chad Chase.
Oh, I'm sure. And are you identical twins? Or?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Gotcha. Okay. And all this stuff does not translate to radio very well, I know. Nobody even knows what you look like, much less your brother. But,
well,
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to post a photo up on our website, KETR.org, of you guys performing as well, so people can get an idea over on our website.
They could come watch us at the Songwriter Showcase.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You guys have been there every month so far, I believe. So I assume you're planning to keep up those performances.
Yeah, as long as work will allow that kind of the schedule, yeah.
How about you, Bryson? What's got you interested in making music? Was this something you set out to do early on?
As funny as it sounds, what inspired me to pick up the guitar was actually totally not in my genre.
Really?
It was Angus Young from AC/DC.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him shredding and doing solos, and I was like, man, I really want to do that. Got the whole electric guitar set up and was playing that, and then through swapping instruments, ended up getting an acoustic.
Okay.
And I'd always been a fan of country music. You know, I've been listening to King George, you know, George Strait since I was, you know, I can't remember when I wasn't listening to him.
Right.
And just from all that background, just started trying to write songs. Coming out and going to college, I got into different artists like Todd Snyder, Hayes Carl, Ray Wiley Hubbard,
nice.
All that stuff. And it just kind of, I started writing music.
Very nice. A lot of these are artists, of course, we play here on Notably Texan. So
yeah, I saw the Hayes Carl album in there. That's
yeah.
A good album.
Yeah. Bryson Moore and Chase Rippey are talking with me tonight on 88.9 KETR. You're listening to Notably Texan. Now, for folks that haven't caught your performances at the Songwriter Showcase in Commerce, maybe you guys can talk about each of your instruments of choice. And I know we've touched on this a little bit, but why don't you go ahead and start off, Bryson? I know that you've kind of told us about the evolution of the guitar. Has that been your main instrument?
Yeah, I've been fooling around with the idea of picking up the, you know, harmonica.
Yeah.
Trying to add to that. I've messed around with a mandolin. I mean, that was a little different, but I saw an interview with Steve Earle, and he was talking about how, you know, he had picked it up and just kind of figured out how to play it, and then that led to him writing Copperhead Road. And I've, you know, been at guitar centers and stuff and picked that up. But really, my main thing, you know, main thing I go to is usually just acoustic guitar.
Yeah, just because you can play one stringed instrument certainly does not mean that
the other ones work the same. It does not translate. The chords are all different, and it's like, holy cow.
Don't even try a banjo then. If you
Oh, yeah.
From what I've
definitely.
Heard, that is a really specialized instrument, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that as well.
What about you, Chase? I'm kind of fascinated to know have drums or slash percussion always been your thing?
Yeah, I started off, I picked up the bass actually, and you know, just my brother seemed to be better at it, and I was better at drums. You know, fool around with the guitar a little bit, but you know, that's my main focus. So
gotcha.
You know, that's where I'm at.
So you are skilled with the drum kit then?
Yes.
Because I've only seen you playing on the djembe. So
yes.
I assumed though that you branched out in some other forms of percussion. So. Well, speaking of the djembe, it's a really cool sounding drum with origins in West Africa, and just a little useless djembe trivia for you here. Did you know that the word translates to everyone gather together in peace?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there you go. I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, we don't really often hear this African drum associated with the type of music you guys are creating. How did you discover that the djembe would sound good with the songs that Bryson came to you with some of these songs?
Yeah.
And you said, hey, why don't we try this out with the djembe? How did that work?
Yeah, well, it was mutual. We met through a friend and just went from there. But the djembe itself, you know, it's first off, it's very convenient and portable.
Yes.
Versus a drum kit.
Absolutely.
And you know, I like the drum itself just because you can hit it differently with your hand, different place on the drum head, and different sounds. I just went from there. It fit, and you know, like I said, it's very convenient. So, you know, just kind of hand in hand, it worked out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was giving him a hard time. We were talking about, it was one of the first songwriter showcases we were going to, and I was like, so we're going to load up the whole drum set? And he's like, no, man, I don't think so. What do you think about the djembe? And I was like, well, you know, let's see what it sounds like. And we played it there at his house, and I liked the way it sounded. It met, you know, mixed pretty good. We actually played up at the, or I was playing up at the rail one time, and Chase came up there, and he's like, hey, I've got to, you know, I'm going to go get the djembe and play. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. And he came up there, and we started playing it, and I just noticed that the fullness of the song was a lot better than just,
yeah,
you know, me with my guitar. But so that was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, the first time I caught you guys, it just really struck me, the, you know, completely converse sounds that were coming together to make this, I just thought was amazing. I've never heard that before. So, and I was actually in doing a little bit of research on the djembe. I don't walk around knowing what djembe means normally, just so you know. When I was doing some research, I was fascinated to see. I knew that it makes all these different sounds, but I was fascinated to see they had some diagrams of the different wave patterns that it makes when you hit it different ways,
yeah,
and all this. Some amazing stuff you can find out there on the interwebs if you've got the time.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let's delve into your process of creating original music for a moment here.
Uh-oh.
We don't have to go too deep if you don't want to, but was just curious, Bryson, do you handle the bulk of the songwriting, or do you mainly deal with writing the lyrics? How does that work?
So far, it's been like whenever me and Chase met up, we met up through a mutual friend named Tony from the rail, and she knew that I was looking to try and get a band going, and knew that Chase was looking to have somebody to play music with. And here at the beginning, I came to him with a lot of songs already written.
Okay.
But you know, he's got some songs that he's written, and we're kind of trying to work on those. And we haven't gotten none to where, you know, we've kind of come together at the right time to where I'm in the mood to write a song, and
sure,
he is, and like, we both sit down and write one out yet. But that's kind of how we got started, and I've written, a lot. I mean, I can't even put a number on the amount of songs I've written and lost and forgotten and everything like that. But as far as the process goes, I try to do it a lot of, you know, whenever I just feel like writing. I've never really had a whole lot of success where I'm like, okay, today I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song.
Forcing yourself, yeah.
Those songs always, you know, they're all right, but it's not like some of the other ones that I've written that are just out of nowhere.
Yes.
And sometimes the bad thing is that hits you about 3 a.m. and everybody's right. asleep, and you're sitting here playing the guitar and trying to keep it real quiet, and then your roommates are coming in like, hey, man, it's like, I know, but I've got to get this down or I'm going to forget it. So
that's got to be rough. Well, that's cool. So far we've basically taken Bryson's songs and you've collaborated with Chase to figure out, hey, what rhythm's going to sound good with this, what kind of fills and that sort of a thing.
Yeah, and he's helped me out too with getting them like polished out and playing with the drum set. And he's been real big about, hey, all right, man, you can't just run off and leave me. You can't, do your own thing like you do whenever you're just playing guitar. It's helped me out a lot.
I imagine it's totally different, of course, when you're accompanied.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And I'm excited to know that you've got some songs that you've been doing as well, Chase. And how excited are you to kind of work these into the fold?
They're not quite there yet. It's just something more of a hobby, I guess, you know, just past experiences, you know, life, if you will. And I'd sit down and, you know, be humming a line or something and just come together. And I was like, well, you know, I better write that down.
Yes.
And it just kind of goes from there. So, you know, one day we'll get to maybe reveal a song or two. But
so are you more about coming up with melodies and whatnot, or lyrics, or both?
Lyrics, really. And, you know, if I'm thinking of a particular song that may fit this, I'll jot it down and kind of, you know, make the song fit the lyrics, if you will. So
it's like, one of the songs I have that I'm going to play, it's Sweet Little Angel. And I actually got that from listening to a lot of Ryan Adams. And one of his tunes, I sat down and I started, you know, learning it and was working with it. And I was like, you know, this chord progression is really cool. So I took it, changed it up a little bit, and then ended up writing a song, the Angel song. And I was really surprised because I've always said, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for Ryan Adams and his songwriting. It's just amazing. But like when I sat down and wrote it out and I was like, holy cow, this sounds like Ryan Adams and this is me. That was kind of cool. But I'm not going to lie, as far as you're asking about the process, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes, you know, alcohol can kind of be alcohol after a breakup and you're sitting down, you're like, well, you know, got to write this and get it off my chest.
I'm sure that many of the greats could refer to alcohol as a writer's best friend, but we're not necessarily encouraging you to do this at home, kids. But
not at all.
Well, since you were just talking about that tune, would you guys be willing to perform that one for us here in studio?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'd love to, man.
My guests tonight on Notably Texan are Bryson Moore and Chase Rippey. You're listening to 88.9 KETR. Let me ask you guys, where would you gentlemen kind of like to see this music thing take you? I know that right now you've got your day gigs and you're sort of dabbling in music,
correct,
you know, but is this something that's mainly kind of an outlet for you, or would you guys like to actually make music your day job?
Chase, you want to start off?
Yeah,
with that
sure.
One?
I would. Right now I am a full-time college student, so, you know, just hobby and gigs when we can. You know, we enjoy playing at the showcase. You know, it gives us a reason to play.
And do you guys hit some of these other open mics around the area?
Yeah, a few in the area.
Good.
But, you know, I enjoy music and it's a part of my life. And, you know, I'd definitely like to see it go somewhere one day. You know, definitely, of course, you got to get your priorities right. You know, get the education.
Of course. Well, and so, going into music, it's a rough and tumble world out there.
Oh, yeah. Man. You know, unless you just, you know, somebody picks you up right off, then you're going to have to get in the grind of it. So
absolutely. How about you, Bryson?
Man, I would love for music to be my full-time job. I just love doing it. I haven't ever gotten the chance. I want to go as like a merch salesman or something.
Yeah.
To kind of get a feel for like what it's really like out on the road. Cause I've had people tell me like, man, the first time you go out on the road, you'll really know whether or not you want to make this permanent permanent gig. And I would love to, but at, you know, at the same time, you know, life happened. Life hits you with stuff. So I don't know if I'm going to be around Commerce for, you know, 4 or 5 years or what's up with that.
Sure.
But I would definitely like for it, like to see it at least go to where, you know, I can tour Texas or something like that.
That would be fine with me.
Absolutely. Okay. No, that's great.
Well, but, you know, if the potential comes up to be like King George or something, you know, with George Strait, yeah. You know, I'm not going to pass that up either.
No, you're not crazy.
No.
Great. That's fascinating to hear about. Well, in that same vein, do you guys have any kind of plans or projects in the works? I mean, are you maybe hoping to take your songs into a studio for recording, or is that something that's still further down the road?
We're looking to eventually get into the studio. The main focus right now is we're trying to fill the band, you know, actually have a lead guitarist, me on vocals and rhythm guitar, and then have a bass player and and, you know, be able to play a full band show.
Sure.
But other than that, definitely would, you know, looking to get in the studio and be able to try and cut some tracks and stuff like that.
And the good thing these days, of course, is that, you know, whatever, 10, 15 years ago, you had to pay all these big bucks to go into a studio, but things have come a long way and folks are recording at home.
Yeah,
these
now
days.
You buy the right laptop and you sit there and cut an album.
So that's a promising thing for you guys, that you don't necessarily have to have you know, some major investment off the bat. You could literally get some quality recordings at home. And we've been getting some pretty good recordings of you guys at the Songwriter Showcases too, so I'd be happy to provide those for you guys if you want to kind of use those as demo reels.
Oh, for sure.
That would be awesome.
It's been pretty cool hearing us on the radio.
Oh, great. Has that been exciting for you guys?
Chase enjoys it a lot more, kind of more than I do, I think. I'm one of those singers that, you know, people tell me, like, you know, you sound good, but me, I'll hear recordings of myself, and I don't really like the sound of my own voice. I know that sounds weird,
you're your own biggest critic, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Out of the one guitar lesson I've ever had, I've actually structured. The teacher told me, he's like, "Look, the hardest person to convince yourself that you're good is yourself." And like, I've found that's been pretty true, because, you know, as a singer, I've come a long way, and I've still got a lot of stuff to improve on. But I definitely am my biggest critic. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, that's not necessarily the worst thing, you know. I mean, the first time you hear yourself, you don't want to be like, you know, well, I don't understand why I'm not out there touring the world on a multi-million dollar contract. I mean, you got to be critical of your stuff. That's a really good way to improve. But Chase, you've been loving hearing yourself on the air, right?
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, I just enjoy getting the opportunity to play. And, you know, it's even cooler that, you know, you can hear yourself on the radio, even if it's local. You know, like I said, I enjoy it.
Well, that's great. I'm not trying to make you guys sound conceited or
something. No,
okay.
I hope not.
All right.
You're not at all. But and also, you have been, I've gotten a kick out of the fact that the host of the Showcase, Johnny C., lately has been regularly inviting you up to just on the fly play along with him on his songs. Is that fun?
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, just like I said, the opportunity that he even, you know, would think of me to come up there and play is just, you know, an honor, if you will, just to, you know, get out there and play. So
yeah, it's pretty funny. I've been, you know, I joke around with you know, Chase over here, but like, hey man, you ready to play that one song you don't know? And he'll start laughing. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I guess, man. Yeah.
That's the mark of a good musician, if you ask me, is somebody who can just sit in with a group, just hear the first couple of notes or whatever and figure out what they need to do. You know, I think that's a good thing. Well, guys, I was hoping that maybe you'd have another tune up your sleeves that you could do for us here in the studio. We heard the one from you earlier. Would you be willing to do one more for us?
Yeah, we could do a song that's called 45. I wrote it about a year or so ago, and it was one of the first ones that, first or second, can't really remember, where actually, you know, some of my friends were like, hey, man, that's pretty good. You need to, you know, maybe you ought to get that, you know, copyrighted or something where somebody can't steal it. And you know, I didn't really think anything about it at first, and then I played it up at the Songwriter Showcase and I got a lot of good feedback, and I was like, well, maybe I do need to look at doing something like this. But it's a good tune, so we'll play.
I'm hoping that this is not based on a true story.
Oh no. Yeah, when y'all hear the song, y'all know what I'm talking. Know what he's joking about. No, it's not based on a true story. It's just kind of one of those story songs.
Absolutely, we've heard a lot of songs out there that the people write about this that get into some heavy topics. But I'm glad to know that there's no incriminating evidence in this song.
No. All
right. Well, let's check out this tune. 45 by my guests Bryson Moore and Chase Rippey here on Notably Tex, and this is 88.9 KETR. Guys, I think you've got a really unique sound with the diverse instrumentation that you've brought together of the guitar and the djembe, and I really look forward to hearing the new sounds that you guys continue to create. I wish you both the best. I hope you'll come back and chat with Notably Texan again, guys.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to come back. And the other thing, too, is I would definitely want to say, you know, I love the fact that through Johnny C. Lately doing the Singer-Songwriter Showcase, we've gotten to play with a lot of really good musicians and actually definitely got the chance to, you know, be, you know, here tonight.
So. Yeah, oh, it's a great thing. You know, this is why we love being involved with the showcase, is that I might not have, you know, even come across your music had that not been happening. Yeah, so
we definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we are thrilled to be able to kind of provide a venue for local artists to have their music heard. I mean, I don't know if you guys have tried to talk to any other radio stations, but it's not always that easy.
No.
It's not all the stations have got time or the personnel to do this sort of a thing, and this is something we're dedicated to is Texas music, especially local Texas music. So really appreciate it, guys, and look forward to seeing you again.
All right.
Bryson Moore and Chase Rippey have been our guests here on 88.9 KETR.